Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, u'b'siyata u'dushmayim merubah. We're about to begin Parshas Chukas, which in Eretz Yisrael will always be learned separately from Parshas Bolok. Chukas Bolok are never connected in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, usually they'll be learned separately. The only case and reason that Chukas Bolok are connected in Chutz La'aretz is if Shavuos falls out on a Friday. The next day, Shabbos, in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to learn Parshas Nosoi. But in Chutz La'aretz, they'll be learning the learning of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, Aser to Aser from Parshas Re'eh, which makes them fall behind the Parsha. When do they catch up? When in Eretz Yisrael, we're going to learn Parshas Bolok, in Chutz La'aretz, they're going to learn Chukas Bolok in order to catch up. Parashas Chukas could be divided into 8 topics. Topic number 1, Poro Aduma, which covers the entire Perek Yud Tes. Topic number 2, Misas Miriam and Mei Meriva, from Perek Chof, Posuk Aleph, through Posuk Yud Gimel. Topic number 3, Moshe Rabbeinu sends messengers to Melech Edoim to ask him permission if Am Yisrael can cut through his country to get to Eretz Yisrael. And that covers the entire Aliyah of Revi. Topic number 4, Misas Aharon in Hoir Hohor, beginning with the Aliyah of Chamishi, until Perek Chof, Posuk Choftes. Topic number 5, a short parsha of 3 psukim, Milchemes Aknani, Perek Chof Aleph, Psukim Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Topic number 6, the Nechoshim Asrofim, from Posuk Dalid through Posuk Tes. Topic number 7, the Nisim of Nachalei Arnon and the Shira that Am Yisrael sang, which covers the entire Aliyah of Shishi. And finally, the last topic of the parasha, topic number 8, Melchemes Sichon and Oig against Am Yisrael, which covers the entire Aliyah of Shvi until the end of the parasha. And let us begin Misiyata Dushmaya, the first topic of Parshas Chukas, Poro Adumo. Vaydaber Adonai el Moshe ve'el Aharon le'mor. Although if we translate the pasuk literally, Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aharon, Rashi told us at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra that it really means Hashem spoke to Moshe to tell Aharon. Zoi Chukas Atoiro Asher Tzivo Adonai le'mor. Daber el bnei Yisrael, v'ikru eilecho foro adumo temimo, asher ein bo mum asher loy olo oleho oil. The following is a choik of the Torah, the choik of the type, those types of mitzvahs that we cannot comprehend the reason behind it. This is the choik of the Torah that Hashem has commanded, tell bnei Yisrael and they shall bring to you a completely red cow, that does not have any mum, does not have a blemish, and it has never carried a yoke. Says Rashi, Zayit Chukas HaToiro. Lefi She'asoton ve'umoyit ha'ilom, moinim es Yisrael lo'imal. The word moinim means they chepa, they chastise. And they ask them, Mo ha'mitzvah azois, umo atam yeshba, what is this mitzvah all about? What's the reason for Poro Adumo? Lefi Chachkos ha'bachuko, gezeiro him ilfonai, ein lecho reshus laharech achareo. Don't bother thinking of the reason, because you won't get it. It's beyond their comprehension. What does it have to bring into Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to do the avodah on this Poro Aduma. Says Rashi, for generations to come, this Poro Aduma will be named after Moshe Rabbeinu. Poro Shoyse Moshe Bamidbo. Even though it was Elazar who did this Poro Aduma, Moshe Rabbeinu gets the credit. Aduma Timimo, the word Timimo over here cannot possibly mean without a mum, because those are the next words, Asher Ein Bo Mum. Rather, the word Timimo is going back on the word Aduma. Aduma Timimo. Shetei Timimo Bad Me Musa, completely red. Shim Hoyu Bo Shtei Sa'ar Shachoy Rois, Psula. If 2 black hairs appear on this cow, it will be posel. Posu Gimel Unasate Moiso. El Elozor HaKohen Voitzio Iso El Mechutz LaMachane VeShochato Iso Lefonov. Although LeDoiros in generations to come, this is Machlokes Tanoim, who is eligible to do the Paro Aduma. Some Tanoim say a Kohen Godel only. Some Tanoim say any Kohen. But this first Paro Aduma was specifically commanded to be done by Elozor HaKohen. Elozor HaKohen was the Sgan, second in command to Aaron HaKohen. And where does he do this Paro Aduma? He has to bring it Michutz LaMachane. It's not done as a korban in the Mishkan. It's done outside all three camps. V'shochato iso lefonov. Who shechts it? Anybody can shecht it. Shchito k'shiro bezo. Says Rashi, Elozo mitzvoso bizgan. This Paro Aduma is specifically meant to be done by the Sgan, second in command, that's Elozo, the Sgan to Aaron. El michutz l'machane, chutz l'sholosh machanois. V'shochato iso lefonov, zo shoichet, ve'elozo roye. It has to be in the presence of Elozo, but not Elozo shechting, even a Zoro could shecht. Pozog dalet ve'lokach Elozo ha'koyhein midomo be'etzba'oi. Ve'hizo el noichach penei oi helmoi eid midomo sheva pe'omim. And then Elozo takes from this cow's blood that they were makabel in a bowl, in a cup, and he sprinkles it towards the entrance of Oil Moyet. The entrance of Oil Moyet always faced east. So Elozo is on the eastern side of the entrance of Oil Moyet, and he's sprinkling towards the west, towards the entrance of Oil Moyet. He does that seven times. Says Rashi, El Nuichach Pnei Oil Moyet. Rashi's telling us the directions of the sprinkling ledoyrois in future generations. Where is Paro Aduma done in future generations? Oymed b'mizrocho yishal Yerushalayim, on the east side of Yerushalayim, that's on Har HaZeisim, u'miskaven v'roye pischo yishal Eichol. As he's sprinkling the blood, he has to see the entrance of the Heichol, b'shas hazo asadam, when he's sprinkling the blood. Posuk hei v'esorah v'esaparo le'inov, es oiro v'es besoro v'es domo al pirosho yisroif. And then someone else comes along and burns the cow in the presence of Elozor HaKohen, the entire cow, its hide, its flesh, its blood, and all the junk that's inside the intestines. It's not cleaned out before like we do by a korban. The whole thing is burnt. And then the Kohen should take a piece of wood, a branch of a cedar tree, and a type of grass called azoiv, and shnitoilo as a woolen string dyed red, and he throws it into the burning of the cow. Now this Kohen, who sprinkled the blood, and who put the Eitz Erez, Ezev, and Shnitoilos into the fire, becomes Tomei. And therefore he and his clothing have to go to the mikvah before entering the Mishkan. But even after he goes to the mikvah, he's still Tomei until the evening, until Har of Shemesh. Only afterwards may he come back into the Mishkan. Says Rashi, El HaMachane. This Machane is not the same Machane as we saw in Posuk Gimel. In Posuk Gimel, El Mechutz LaMachane means outside three Machanois. Over here, El HaMachane, which Machane may he not come into? Only LaMachane Shechino. Shein Tomei Meshula Chutz L'Shtei Machanois, Elozov U'Balkeri U'Metzoiro. The only Tuma that must leave two or three Machanois is a Zovo Balkeri has to leave Machane, two Machanois, and a Metzoiro has to leave him three Machanois. But this Kohen that was Zoyrik the Dam, was Masa the Dam, and put the Eitz Erez, Shnitoilas, and Ezev in the fire is only Meshulach from one Machane, Machane Shechino. V'tomei HaKohen Ad HaOrev, says Rashi, Sarseyu V'dorsheyu. In the Pshat, you have to switch around the words. It's V'tomei Ad HaOrev, he's Tomei until Tzeisek HaRovim, until the stars come out. V'achar, after that, Achar Yovel LaMachane, then he can come back into Machane Shechina, into the Mishkan. Posuk Ches V'asui Rei V'oiso Yichabez B'godov B'mayim V'rochatz B'soroi B'moyim V'tomei Ad HaOrev. And the one who burnt the cow also becomes Tomei, and therefore he and his clothing also have to go to the mikvah, and he's Tomei until the evening, until Har of Shemesh. Posuk tez ve'osaf ishtohoy eis eifer aporo ve'niach michutz la machane ve'mokoyim tohoyr ve'hoyeso לעדז בני ישראל, למשמרת, למנידו, חתוס היא. And then a person who is tohor should gather all the ashes of this burnt cow, and he places it מחוץ למחנה, outside the camp. Rashi will tell us exactly where, in a tohor place. And part of it is placed in a place called a chel, which is between the Azara and Harabais. And that's what v'hoishol adas bnei Yisrael mishmeres, as a safekeeping, lemei nido. This word nido has nothing to do with the menstruous woman, tumas nido. The word nido over here means to sprinkle. They're going to mix this eifel poa adumo into water, and they're going to sprinkle it, chatos hi, and that's what will cleanse a person from who is a tummy mace and wants to get rid of his tummy mace. This chatos, in the posh pshat, has nothing to do with the korban chatos. It's not being mechaper on anything. Rather, it's cleansing tumas mace. And Rashi will make a drosha, yes, connecting it to the chatos that we're used to. Says Rashi, v'niach michutz lamachan, lishlusho chalokim mechalko. It's divided into three parts. Echod nosan b'ara mishcho, n'ara zesim. V'echod mischalek l'chol ha-mishmoris. It was divided, given all to the all mishmoris of the kohanim, to be metayer, anybody that needs to become tohu. V'echod nosan b'chel. זה של משמורויס, הוי נוסוין לעזורו, הוי חוץ לעזורו. That would be put right outside the עזורו. ליטרים ממנו בני היוריס. All the peoples of all the cities in Eretz Yisrael, they would take from that Eva Poro Adumo to bring to their hometown. וכל הצריכים לתואר. Anybody needs to come to her. וזה שבער המשחו, who uses that? כהנים גדולים לפורויס החירויס מקדשים ממנו. Rashi over here is learning, like the Manda Omar, that it's the Kohanim Gedolim that bring the future Poros Adumo, and those Poros Adumois in the future, the Kohanim Gedolim, before bringing it, they have to be metar themselves from all the Eifel Poro Adumo of the previous Poros Adumo, and that's what was meant for in the Harazesim. וזה שבחין נוסו למשמרס מגזירס הקוסוב, שנאמר ואויסו להדס בני ישראל למשמרס, to be kept there as a גזירס הקוסוב. I'm not sure if Rashi is getting this shlusha chalokim from the posuk, or is it just a kabbalah, chazal makabel, that they're divided into three places. Lemei nido, lemei hazoyo, kamoi vayadu bi even, liyadois es kaunis hagoyim, loshen zriko, to throw, to sprinkle. Chatos hi, loshen chitui, to cleanse, kipshutoi. Ulefil choiso, vidarshin, kroa kosov chatos, loima sheike kodshim, leheos abanoi. From the second that they bought this poa aduma from the monies of the hekdesh until they burnt it, it's going to be osur bano, just like kodshim, just like a kohen chatos. Posuk yud vechibes hoy sefer sefer aparoes begodov vetomiado orev vehoy so livnei Yisrael velager agor mesichom lechukas oilom. And this is a third person who became Tomei in the process. The person who gathers the Efer HaPoro also becomes Tomei and has to put his clothing into a mikvah in Kol Shekein. He himself has to go to the mikvah. Why the Pasuk before and Pasuk Zion and Ches specify that he himself has to go to the mikvah and over here it doesn't, I don't know. But that's Pasuk that he also has to Kavachomer, if his begotten become Tomei, surely he becomes Tomei. And he is Tomei until the evening in his Arav Shemesh. And this Eva Poa Adumo is meant for Bnei Israel and for the Geirim forever. How do you use Eva Poa Adumo? Pasuk Gedalef explains. Hanegia b'meis l'chol nefesh hodom v'tomei shiv'as yomim. Anybody who touches a human dead body, as opposed to a dead corpse of an animal, that's not metame for 7 days at Tumas Nevela, and you don't need Eva Poa Adumo for that. Only b'meis l'chol nefesh odom, a human dead body, such a person is tomei for 7 days. Hu yischat ovoi b'yoyim ha'shlishi u'b'yoyim ha'shvi'i yithor, v'im lo yischat ovoi'yoyim ha'shlishi u'b'yoyim ha'shvi'i lo yithor. Such a person must cleanse himself from tumas meis on the third and seventh day from when he became tomei. If he does that, then he'll overcome Tor. But if he does not cleanse himself, namely he doesn't get the Ifa Pora Aduma sprinkled on him on the third and seventh day, he will not become Tor. Says Rashi, he's chato boy with what? Beifar Pora Azeh, what we just mentioned in previous Pesukim. It should be pointed out that in this Pesuk, if punctuated incorrectly, it can change the pshat of the Pesuk entirely. And L'chayra, if a Balkayr reads it in the following mistaken way, he should be corrected. If you were to read it, Hu yischat avoy bayoy mashilishi uvayoy mashivii yitor, that would be a complete distortion of the psak, of the pshat. According to that, the Pesuk would be saying, he needs to be cleansed, you have to sprinkle Eifa Poa Adum on him on the third day, and then on the seventh day he'll become Tohor. But that's completely incorrect. Unless you sprinkle Eifa Poa Aduma on the third and the seventh day, he will not become Toil. And therefore the correct way to read the Pasuk is, Hu yischat avoy bayoy mashilishi uvayoy mashivii, comma. If you did that, then yito. And similarly, at the end of the Pasuk, Veim lo yischato bayoy mashilishi uvayoy mashivii, if you didn't sprinkle Eifa Poa Aduma on both the third and the seventh day, such a person will not become Tohu. Posuk Yud Gimel Kol Anoigeya B'meiz B'nefesh Ha'odom Asher Yomus V'lo Yischato Es Mishkan Adonoi Timei V'nichreso Ha'nefesh Ha'im Yisrael Ki Mei Nido Lo Yizira Kolov Tomei Yehyeh Oid Tum Osoi Voi. Anybody who touches a mace, b'mace b'nefesh ha'odom, Rashi has two pshotim over here. Either b'nefesh is modifying the mace, namely what mace? Not a mace of an animal, rather b'mace of a b'nefesh ha'odom. That's Rashi's first pshat. Rashi's second pshat, you have to sicken the word or. B'mace, a dead body. Or b'nefesh, even not a dead body. He touches the soul of a person. What represents the soul? The dam. A raviz dam of a mace is also going to be metama such a person. And anybody who touches that, either a mace or a raviz dam, and he does not cleanse himself with the Eifa Poa Aduma, and he enters the Azora, he was metama Mishkan Hashem. Such a person is Chayv Koras, because he did not have the sprinkling of the Eifa Meporo sprinkled on him. And therefore, he stays Tomei, even if he went to the mikvah already. So that doesn't get him tor from Tumas Meis. That's Uy Tumos Eboi. He is still Tomei, even though he tried somewhat to become tor. But in our case, it doesn't help us because you need Eifa Poa Aduma. Says Rashi B'meis B'nefesh. Pshat number one. Ve'eze Meis Shel Nefesh Ha'odom. Loitzi Nefesh HaBehemo. Shein Tumos HaTzricho HaZoyo. If a person touches an Avela, he is Tomei. But all he needs is a mikvah, not HaZoas Eifa Poa Aduma. A second pshat, b'nefesh zu revis dam. According to the second pshat of Rashi, b'meis, oi b'nefesh. It's not modifying it, it's a different concept. Es mishkan Hashem timei, im nichnas lazor, afilu betvilo, b'loi hazo ashlishi ushvi, oi tumos eboi, af al pishe tova. The connotation of oi tumos eboi, he is still tomei. Namely, even though he tried to solve it by going to a mikvah, he's still tomei. Posuk Yud Aleph, Ezois HaToyro, Adom Kiyomus Be'oihel, Kol Abo El Oihel, V'chol Asher Be'oihel, Yitmo Shiv'as Yomim. Says the Posuk more details of Tumas Meis. Before we saw, if you touch a meis, you become Tomei. Says the Toyro, Ezois HaToyro, if somebody dies, a dead body is in Oihel, anybody who enters that tent, and anything that's in that tent, even without coming in direct contact with the mace, as long as the mace is in that oihel, such a person or such a kli become tomei for 7 days. It says Rashi, kol abo elo oihel, bo'oid sha'meis b'soichoi. As a gedama to the following pasuk, we have to know a halacha taught to us in Parshas Shmini. Over there the Torah tells us that any kli made out of metal or of wood can become tomei, whether the tumah touched it from the outside or the inside. Mashenke in a kli cheres, an earthenware kli, can only be makabel tumah if the tumah touches in the inside or is in the airspace of the inside of the kli, not of the outside. And therefore, if you have any other kli in the oil mace, namely if it's made out of metal or wood, then it will become tomei no matter what, because the airspace in the oil is tomei and it touches, so to speak, the outside of the kli. Mashenka nekli cheres cannot become tomei if the tumah touches it from the outside, only from the inside. And therefore, says the Torah, we're talking about a kli cheres over here. If the kli cheres is opened, or even if it's not opened, even if it has a cover, but the cover is not sealed, only then will the tumah penetrate and, so to speak, touch the inner part, the airspace on the inside of the kli. But if there is a tzomid posil olov, the word tzomid means a cover and posil means it's sealed, then it will not become tomei because the tumah cannot penetrate. And the kli cheres is not mekabel tumah from the outside. Says Rashi, v'chol kli pasuach, b'kli cheres hakosu medabel. We're talking about an earthenware vessel. Shein mekabel tumah megaboy from the outside elemi toichot. Lefichoch. Im ein megufas tzmidosoi. Megufas tzmidosoi means the cover. Im ein megufas tzmidosoi. If the cover is not psula, connected, psula olav yofe bechibu, only then will it be tome. Hoim yesh tzomid posil olav tohor. If there's a cover and it's sealed, then it will be tohor. Posil means loshen mechubo, loshen ivri, connected. V'chei naftule elokim niftalti. What Rochel says, when she had, when her Shifcha Bilha gave birth to a son, Naftali, Nischabalti Machoisi, I'm connected with my sister because I too have children. Posuk Tezayin, Vechoyla Shoyigar, Al Pnei Hasode, Bachalal Cherev, Oive Meis, Oive Etzem Adom, Oive Kovel, Yitmo, Shivas Yomim. So Posuk Yudalid in Tezvov told us, then if you're in the same oihel, the same tent as a mace, then you become tomei even without touching the mace. But if you al pnei asode, you're in the field, not under a tent, over there you touched a halal cherev, somebody who was killed with a sword, or b'mace, someone that died naturally, oi be'etzem, a bone of a person, oi be'kovo, you touch a grave, such a person is tomei for 7 days. It should be pointed out that there is another way to become tomei, besides for being in the tent of a mace, or for touching the mace, like our pasuk says, if you yourself are the tent, namely, there's a mace or an etzem underneath you, and you hover over it. Hovering over it, you become the oihel. That's also metamayu, even if you're not in the same oihel, and even if you didn't touch the mace directly. Says Rashi al pnei asode. Rabbi Seinu dorshu al pnei asode lerabois goylel v'doifek. It's coming to be marbe a goylel v'doifek. A goylel are the side walls of the oroin, and the doifek is the cover of the oroin. Some say referring to the cover of the side stones of a kever, and the top is the top stone of a kever. That's what it's referring to. That's the drash of al pnei asode. Upshutoi al pnei asode is referring to she'en shamoyel, contrasting to the previous two psukim. Here there is no oyel, and therefore metama meishom benegia, you have to come in contact with it. Or, as I mentioned, by hovering over it, and you yourself are the oil, that's metamayu. Posuk yud zayin nevelo gechula tomei me'afal sreifa sechatos v'nosan olo v'mayim chayim el keli. And now, if this tomei person wants to become tor, you have to take from him from afal sreifa sechatos. The word afar with an ayin usually means dirt. But many times in the Torah, these two words are interchangeable. Over here, there is no dirt. It's referring to the eifel, the ashes of the Seifa Sachatos. And you take from those ashes. And although the poshut pshat, the posuk would have seemed to say that you put the ashes in a kli, and then you take the mayim chayim is spring water, and you put it on top of the ashes that are in the kli. Nevertheless, la halacha we paskin, you do it the other way. You have to put the Mayim Chaim El Keli first, and then V'nosan Olov, you put the ashes onto the Mayim Chaim, which are already in the Kli. How do you fit it into the Poshup Shad of the Posuk? V'nosan Olov Mayim Chaim. Mayim Chaim goes on top of the ashes. That's because after you put the ashes on top of the Mayim, then you have to mix it, and therefore the water ends up going on top of the ashes. in Pshat, you have to ignore this Aliyah. We're mamish in the middle of being mitayach this Tomei Meis. Velo kach ezoi vevetoval b'mayim ishtohoi vizo al hoi hel v'al kol hakelim v'al hanefoshos asher hayu shom v'al hanogea ba'etzem oi v'cholol oi v'meis oi v'kovel. And then somebody who's tor, does not have to be a kohen, takes the ezoiv, this ezoiv type of grass, and he dips it into the water mixed with the ifer po'aduma, and he sprinkles it onto the oihel, onto the tent. The tent itself becomes tomei, balakola kelim, all the kelim that were in the oihel, and the people that were in the oihel that became tomei. And then whoever touched the etzem, a bone of a person, oy becholol, who touched the person that was killed with a sword, oy vemeis, a person died naturally, or he touched the kevel, all these people, you have to sprinkle on them. Eifo pora aduma. When do you sprinkle it on them? Posigutes. Vizo hatoi ralatomei bayoi mashvi'i, uvayoi mashvi'i, vechiteoi bayoi mashvi'i, vechibes begodov, verochat bamayim, vetoheir ba'orev. The tohoil person sprinkles on the tomei person on the third and seventh day from when he became tomei, and by sprinkling him on the seventh day, that will complete the cleansing, that will complete the tahara. And after that, he has to wash his, put his clothing, and he himself has to go to the mikvah, and then he'll become tor at night by Har of Shemesh. Says Rashi, v'chitoi bayoim hashvi'i. Rashi's bothered by, you just told me. What's this again, the chitoi b'yom hashvi? It's not another sprinkling. Says Rashi, it means hugmar taharosoi. That sprinkling on the seventh day, that is the completion of him becoming tohil. Posuk cho v'ish asho yitmo v'lo yitzchato v'nichreso ha'nefesh ha'im etich ha'kohol. Ki es mikdash adoinoi timei, mei nido lo zirak olov tomei hu. And if a person became tomei and does not cleanse himself, does not get this eifa poradumo sprinkled on him, and he enters the Beis HaMikdosh, if it's done by mazes, such a person is chayv kores. He was metamed, the mikdash Hashem, because he didn't have the mei nido, the sprinkling water of the Eva Poraduma thrown on him, therefore he stays tomei. Says Rashi is going to compare Posuk Chof to Posuk Yud Gimel. In Posuk Yud Gimel we saw, Es Mishkan Hashem Timei. And our Posuk says, Es Mikdash Hashem Timei. Says Rashi, Im Nemar Mikdosh Lomo Nemar Mishkan, etc. Vim Nemar Mishkan Lomo Nemar Mikdosh, Kedise B'Shavuos. The Gemara in Shavuos darshins, why do I need a pasuk from Mikdosh and from Mishkan? And the Gemara tells us, if it would have just said Mishkan, I would think for Mishkan, Yechayv Kores, because that was Nimshach B'Shemen HaMishcho. It has a certain Kedusha that Mikdosh doesn't have. But Mikdosh, maybe you're not Chayv Kores. Says the Torah, Mikdosh is also Chayv Kores. And if it would have said Mikdosh, I would think because Mikdosh is Kedusha Olamis, the Kedusha is forever. Mashenkin Mishkan is temporary. So maybe only for Mikdosh Yechayv Kores, Kamash Balon, Mishkan also. Posuk Chof Halev, Ohoyesol Lohem Lechukas Olam, Umazei Mei Anido Yechabeis Begodov, Vanegei Abe Mei Anido Yitmo Ad Horev. And these halachos of Eifa Poro Aduma apply forever, Chukas Olam. The next part of the Posuk, if we were to translate it literally, it would sound like this. The person who sprinkles the Eifa Poro Aduma, he himself becomes Tomei, him and his clothing. If the Torah says that he has to put his clothing in a mikvah, surely he himself has to go to the mikvah. And a person who just touches the Me'anido, then only he becomes Tomei, his clothing, or not Tomei. But Rashi tells us, Chazal tell us, that is not true. The person who sprinkles the Eifa Poro Aduma on a person that needs it does not become Tomei whatsoever. Rather, the words Umaze Mea Nido Yechabes Begodov are referring to somebody carrying the Mei Nido, the water mixed with the Eifa Poro Aduma, unnecessarily. He's not carrying it in order to sprinkle it on somebody that needs it. He's carrying it stam. Such a person that carries Mea Nido becomes Tomei, he and his clothing. He and his clothing have to go to the mikvah. So why does the Torah express it in a way, Umazei Me'anido? What does it have to do with Mazei Me'anido? The Teretz is, Chazalu now from here, the only time that Noisei, Eifel, Poro Aduma, together with the water, becomes Tomei, him and his clothing, is only if it has a Shiur Kedei Hazoya, the amount that it takes in order to sprinkle. Less than that, if it doesn't have a Shiur Kedei Hazoya, the Noisei, the one carrying it, will not become Tomei at all. That's all regarding Noisei, a person carrying it. But a person that's Negeya B'me'anido, if he touches it, there is no Shi'ur. There is no minimum Shi'ur of Kedei Hazoya. Any amount of the water mixed with ashes, he himself will become Tomei, but his clothing will not. Says Rashi, U'mazei me'anido. Rabbi Yiseinu Amru, Shamaze Tohoy, not like the literal translation of the Pasuk. Vezebole Lameid, Shanui Se Mechatos, Tomei Tumochamura, Letame Begodim, Shaolov, Mashenkin Benegea. A Noisei is more Chomer than a Negea. We had this before in Parsha Shmini, by touching an Avela. If a person who touches an Avela of a behemoth, a dead animal, he becomes Tomei. And not his clothing. But if he's noisei on the veil, if he carries it, even without touching it, then his tumor is more chomer, then his begotten become tummy also. Why does the Torah call it a maze? The tumor of masov carrying eva po aduma is only if there's a shir kedei hazoya. If it doesn't have a shir kedei hazoya, he's not tummy at all. Not him, not his clothing. If he touches it, if it's less than a shear, then only he is tomei, not his clothing. If it's more than a shear, then technically it's impossible to touch me'anido without being noisei it, because noisei carrying also includes moving it. By definition, when you touch water, you're going to move it. So it would be impossible to touch it without moving it, and therefore the only nafkemina of Negeya B'me'anido, that he himself is Tomei, without his clothing, would only be if it's Pochis Mikashir. More than a Gashir, Kedei Hazoya, automatically he becomes a Noisei. Pozuk Chov Beis V'choy Lashoni Gaboya Tomei Yitmo V'anefesh Hanegas Titmo Ad Ho'orev. And anybody who this Tomei, not the Tomei of Pasuk Chof Aleph, that he became Tomei because he was Noisei Me'anido or Negeya B'me'anido. Rather, HaTomei means the someone or the something, either the person or the Kli, that became a Tomei Meis. If somebody or something touches that Kli, will become Tomei. Now, there are certain situations, if the Kli touched the person who touched the Tomei Meis, that Kli will also become Tomei for 7 days under certain circumstances. Says the Pasuk, that's only by a Kli. In certain cases, if it's a person that touched the Tomei Mace, then that for sure is only Titma the Orev. He only has a Tumas Erev until that evening. Says Rashi, V'choyle shol yegaboya Tomei hazeh shenitmo b'meis yitmo. Not the Tomei of Pasuk of Aleph, that touch that was Noisei Me'anido and Negeya B'me'anido. A person that became the Tomei we're talking about, that he touched, came in contact with the mace. V'nefesh HaNegas boy, but Tomei mace. Anybody who touch, a person that touches that Tomei mace, Titmo Ad HaErev. Says Rashi Kan Lo Madnu, this teaches us. She'ameis avi avois atumo. The mace itself is a super tumo. Avi avois atumo. And whoever touches the mace himself, whether an Odom, whether a Kli, that becomes an Ava Tumo. And that Odom or Kli can be Metame Odom. As we know, Odom and Kelim are only Mekabel Tumo from Ava Tumo. And therefore, if the Odom and Kelim are becoming Tame, it has to be that the person touching the mace is himself an Ava Tumo, which would make the mace Avi Avois HaTumo. Zehu pirush alafim mashmo v'ilchoyser. Ad kan the halachic pirush of this parsha. Umedrash agodo he'etakti mi'yisoyde shalom Rav Moshe HaDarshon. The following is the medrash agodo. The Rashi is copying down from Rav Moshe HaDarshon. V'zehu. And the following is the medrash agodo that Rav Moshe HaDarshon darshes. The whole Medrash HaGadol has to do with the Egel, is the Por Aduma is being mechaper on the Cheto Egel. It can't come from public funds, namely from Hekdesh. It's got to come from Am Yisrael. Why? They donated their golden earrings, nose rings, to bring the Egel from theirs. They should give the money as a kapara. A poro, a cow, is the mother of an Egel, the mother of the calf. Says Rashi, Moshe ben Shifcho, Shetinif Paltin Shel Melech. A son of one of the maidservants of the kings made a mess in the king's palace. Omru, Tovoy Imo, Utakanech Atzoyo. It's only befitting, it's only right that the mother of the child should clean up the mess that the kid made. Kach Tovoy Poro, Techaper Alo Egel, the poro should be mechaper on the Egel. Adumo, Al Shem, Imya, Dimu, Katoilo, Shachet, Kori Odoim. Chet is Nimshal by Yeshaya Novi as a red colored. Tmimo al shem she Yisrael u tmimim. They were tmimim before the Chet HaEgel. V'nasu boi ba'li mumin. Tovoi zu techaper aleihem v'yach zeru l'tamusam. That's what that's the tmimo without a blemish. That to be mechaper on Am Yisrael, they should go back to being whole without a blemish. Loi olo oleho oil. Cannot have a yoke. Why not? Keshem she poku me'aleihem oil ma'oil shamayim. By Am Yisrael. They were poiret, they took off the yoke of heaven when they did the Chet HaEgel. That's what this symbolizes. El elozor ha-koyen, keshem she-nikalu al Aaron, they gathered around Aaron to make the Egel, shu koyen, lasas ha-Egel, therefore elozor ha-koyen, shibim mechaper. Aye, if so, why doesn't Aaron himself do it? Wouldn't that be the best kaporo? Says Rashi, no. He himself did the Egel. A kategor is a prosecuting lawyer. A sanegor is a defending lawyer. A prosecuting, namely a negative, in this context, Aaron, cannot become a sanegor, cannot become the defender, therefore was given to Elozor HaKoyet. Just like the Egel was burnt, so too the poro is burnt. Eitz Erez, the Ezev, Ushni Toilas. Three items. Dafka these three items. Shloisha Minim Alolu Keneged, Shloishes Alfi, Shnoflu Bo Egel. 3,000 people died by the Egel, were killed. So too, three Minim. Why Dafka these three? The Erez, who Govoya Mikolo Elonis. You see the tree is the tallest of all trees. The Ezev, Nomuch Mikilom, a small grass, low. Simon Shah Govoya Shanizgoe, a person who was haughty. And that's what brought him to Vechoto, to sin. Yashpilas atzmoy ke'ezoiv, v'toilas, v'yiskaper loy. He should lower himself, humble himself, like low grass and like a toilas, toilas shoni, like a worm, and that's how we get a kaporo. Lemishmeres, they have to keep the eva poro adumo, k'muyshe pesha ho'egel, shomu ledoirut lepuronus, it's saved. All future generations, there's always a little bit of the punishment of the Chet HaEgel. Shein lecha pekuda she'ein bo mepekudas ha'egel. Whenever Hashem remembers and punishes Am Yisrael, there's always a little bit of the Chet HaEgel. She'nemar, as it says in Parashas Kisisa, uv'yoyim pokti ufokadati. So to lemishmeres, that's why you have to guard, you have to save the Eifa Poro Aduma. U'keshem she'ha'egel metame kol ha'oiskim boi. Avidizore is metame, anybody that touches it, Avidizore is metame. Karporo is also metame kolo iskimbo. Ukeshem, Shenita Ruba Afroi, just like Am Yisrael, was purified by the Eifer of when Moshe Rabbeinu burnt the Egel and ground it, and he gave them to drink, like a soito, Shenema Vaizer al Pnei Amayim. So too, Kach Velokru Latome Me'afar Sreifas Achatos, the Eifer of the Poro is metaher from Tumas Meis. Adkan, the first topic of Parshas Chukas, Poro Adumo.